Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Chris is on Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
BT, it almost seems like you toe the line of not wanting to say you think Juan Soto is a little overrated. And I feel like maybe you're doing this to protect Sal's feelings because he's over the moon about the signing.
Every time we talk about
Juan Soto,
yeah,
it seems like you want to say you think he's a little overrated, which, by the way,
I think he is.
I said it last year.
Yeah, I said it last year. He was with the Yankees. I don't say that because I don't want to be disrespectful to Soto, because what he's great at is amazing. And I respect it. But it's not about overrating or saying that he's overrated. To me, it's about assigning proper levels of greatness, particularly to baseball players. I take very seriously. Some might say I take it too seriously. Right. Let me tell you, that's fine. But like when people... Juan Soto's a great player. No, Juan Soto's an amazing on-base machine who can't field, can't run, and has had a couple of seasons that left me scratching my head. That's a fact.
Right, and the fact is that I would rather have nobody on my team more than Juan Soto.
All right, I mean...
We could differ there. You could look at the numbers. You could have your reasons. I have my reasons.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody, including Ohtani and Judge, that has the sack that Juan Soto does. I don't know if that's on Baseball Reference. It's on Slip, Sal Licata Projections. Juan Soto's sack is bigger than Judge and Ohtani, and he's proven it in the postseason. It's not me hoping. It's not me wishing. It's not me dreaming. He's done it. They should have that, I would hope. Maybe next time we talk to Booty out at the stadium or something like that, or if we get Mendy on, we could ask him about that. Where do you guys, I know you're into the analytics and the data, where's the sackometer on your charts there?
Because I'll tell you this, he's got an 80, because the way they grade players out, they don't go like on a 100 scale, like when you go to like a scouting, it's 80, it's on scale, so his sack is he's an 80.
Why is that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because for years, like collecting stuff, you know, people send stuff out now that they collect to get graded.
Yeah.
And certain things grade at like 85, and it's like that's the highest
grade. That's the height? Really?
You know, for certain things, yeah. So now maybe this is the first time I'm thinking about this, where you say they grade on an 80 scale.
Yeah, like arm and contact.
But why? Why not just out of 100?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. You look at, it was fairly recent too. And I've seen other ones, like where they've published Derek Jeter's scouting like his scouting report, like the card that the scout handed in when they drafted him out of Kalamazoo. I love that stuff. And if you look, there'll be some written assessments as well. It's always based on a number. Up to 80.
Hoff, what were you saying right
now, how do you get the sack total? How do you figure that out for you?
That's a great question.
I was going to say, do you measure the sack?
Yeah, it's a great question.
I hope you don't. Do you?
I'm not necessarily measuring the sack, but I think...
You can identify sack when it's prevalent.
I think in October is where the sack is most prominent.
Yes, I would agree.
I think that's where you figure that out. The stuff like the looks and the confidence, the attitude, the head nod, those things are... to me, the measuring stick there. But I have to give you...
sack characteristics, some might say.
Slips is an inexact science. I mean, it's not exactly here, pumping data into the computer. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying, like, Brett Beatty's spring training doesn't register on the sackometer?
I think in Brett Beatty's career, he is not registered yet on the scale of sackometer. Is that fair to say?
He was graded by a scout. He wouldn't be getting 80. At this point, it would be in the 20 percentile.
Judge is a tough one. Judge is a tough case because I think he... registers very, very, very high.
Massive sack.
Outside of October. And I don't even think it's the, it's a small sample size, so you don't want to say it's just...
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
All right, BT and Sal, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Larry calling from Corum, New York. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What are you shopping right now? Grocery shopping? What's going on there?
Yeah, I finished the ATM deposit.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
Nice.
It plays music like, you should be happy that you're, depositing money to pay bills. Anyway, I'm going to sound old school, but, until Vientos is out of his sophomore year and potential sophomore jinx, I don't like the idea of the one-inch chain with a shirt on, on buttons and everything. I think that's more for, proven players and everything. Again, old school, but it's not just a little chain with the cross.
It's a big one. It's like the thick. I like it. I noticed it yesterday again. Yeah, I think it's more like a herringbone, which is like an 80s, 90s thing. It's thick. There's no doubt. Okuni's got his number thick. I noticed that. Obviously, Jazz has drip everywhere. Listen, it's an old school thing. I'm not going to sit here and say that you can't get blinged out until you actually hit a threshold of production. Because if I was a young player coming up, I'd be wearing a lot of the stuff. Whether I was hitting 220 or 320, I'd be blinging it.
I think it's absurd to even discuss it in a negative way. Let the players enjoy themselves. Let them be themselves. Also, Mark Vientos did produce big time last year and big time in the postseason. So I think he's earned it. If you're going based off of, well, he hasn't accomplished anything. How come he's wearing that big chain? He did accomplish something. As a matter of fact, Mark Vientos accomplished a lot more than most, even in just 1 year. The season that he had and the postseason that he had helping carry the Mets to the NLCS in a year where nobody had any expectations, that to me is accomplishing enough to warrant wearing a chain.
Yeah, I mean, that is an older, and no disrespect, I could tell he even said it. It's an older generation that's got a different approach to things that, you know, on one hand, I get it, but I don't subscribe to that.
Find me the guy, I get it to an extent. Find me the guy without the chain. By the way, they're just showing again that Vientos, it wasn't only that play in foul territory. Obviously, he had a bad throw at home, too. He just was awful. The Mets were awful yesterday in general outside of Pete Alonso. Pete was the only guy who showed up. The pitching was fine, too. But
that is a fat chain, though. That's even more than an inch. And that's not a herringbone. That's more like a, that's nice.
But so what?
I like it.
Yeah, it's not, I mean.
I love chains.
Of all the wear that we've seen, the jewelry, that's not even, like Acuna's got a bigger chain, I feel like, than that.
And he's got his number, too. He does. And Jazz has that big medallion that his coach made him.
Now, Acuna, you could say, all right, well, what does he accomplish? That's what I'm saying. At least Vientos, and I have no problem with either of them wearing whatever they want, as long as it's within the rules, but at least Vientos has accomplished something. He's got a chain that makes him feel good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think one of the things that baseball has lacked over the years is that it's been too homogenized. We've talked about this. I believe in uniformity in terms of uniform presentation to an extent. Like, I don't love looking, and I think the Yankees are like this a little more pronounced with the Mets. I don't love seeing three or four different colored belts. To me, the belt and the stirrups and the hat should be uniform. But
I mean, it is supposed to be a uniform.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, like, the chains, the earrings, the eye black, the arm sleeves, you know, all the bling it up. It looks good.
And Alonso, of course, no bling,
not an ounce of bling.
Just raw.
No drip.
Raw.
Yeah.
Paul Bunyan, ox-type power. It is really refreshing, BT. We started the show with this, so we might as well end with this. It is refreshing to see what Pete Alonso has done early on this year. Now, like I said, it's six games, so nobody's going to go nuts. Same way I'm not going to go nuts about Vientos. It's six games. It's such a small sample size. But if there were any one thing that I wanted to see or needed to see to start this year, I don't need to see Soto go nuts. I know he's a beast. I don't need to see Lindor because I know what he's going to do come May or June.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to see a different type Pete Alonso come through in big spots, especially with Soto in front of him. You can make that case in general with the offseason that he had with the last 2 years, trying to get a big contract to be here long term, but with all those things factored in, the number one thing I needed to see was Pete Alonso show some signs that he might be able to recapture what he had in 2019 and 2022, and he's done that.
And I believe he's going to keep doing it. I do. I think he's going to have a really, really good year, a really big year. I even said earlier in the show, I think he's going to get MVP votes. I don't think this is just a quick little start. I think he's really gone to school and he's gone to the laboratory. And I think the fact that he hit the home run off Devin Williams the other way and he had a couple the other way, too, against Philly. Mm-hmm. A really good tool to hang his hat on to go back to the lab during the offseason. Because when he used center field to the right field foul pole, that's when he was beat. And I would agree, too, but I would add two more names. If you said, all right, three things you want to see this year for the Mets, you're right, Soto's going to hit, Lindor's going to eventually get hot, blah, blah, blah. Diaz will blow a few, but if he's healthy, he'll get 35 saves.
Diaz velocity was a major concern, and then it wasn't.
That's why it was.
Oh, so now it's not even.
I would say now, I would say it a week ago, I would say it now, too. I would say, in no order, I would say Pete, I would say Vientos, and I would say Clay Holmes. And more on Holmes because Manaea is out. We talked about that the other day. You know, Senga, you don't know how long he's going to pitch. He seems to be a real creature of habit, which is a little annoying, I would imagine.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.